Wait a minute. The actual writer of the play, and this is the first time it's ever been performed.
It's the first time it's ever been done. So we've got Mark Keller joining us with us, and we'll introduce him in just a moment.
Welcome, Mark. Are you from here, or did you come in town for this production?
I traveled 3 days to get here.
Oh, my goodness. Tell us a little bit about how this happened, your first play, and it wound up being in Fairhope instead of 3 days away.
Yeah. Well, you know, Fairhope is a great town, very welcoming. I'm happy to be here. I'm in here from Los Angeles area, and the people here have embraced it, and I'm very happy about that. My very good friend, Robin Cohen, helped bring it to the board and get it produced.
And Robin is here. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We are very excited about this weekend and having our very own author here. That's something different and very, very new. Mark has been in the business for years and has written many screenplays and plays, and this particular one is being produced for the first time at our little theater.
That's very impressive and amazing.
Yes, we're really excited about it. And it's a great theme, great story, and a wonderful cast, and we hope that everybody will come out and join us.
Mark, will you introduce all of your cast members, and y'all tell us about the show and your characters?
Well, I'll go ahead and allow them to introduce themselves here.
Boo. I'm Jenny Garcia, and I am playing Carol Lombard, and this character is amazing. Carol Lombard was a big star in the 1920s and 30s, and she died sadly after dying in a plane crash, and she was also married to Clark Gable.
Wow.
She's a bit of a dreamboat, you know.
Hi, good morning, Fairhope. I'm Don Roberts. I'm playing Billy Wilder, who at the time he was the Spielberg of the movie industry, and he has quite a story himself. He lived to be 95, but he won 7 Oscars, and he was a major contributor to films like Some Like It Hot. He also produced and did Sunset Boulevard that featured Gloria Swanson, who is in our show, played by Robin.
Woo-hoo.
And, you know, like any good production, it starts with a great script, and we were very fortunate to have Mark's script to work with, and having done some movies and TV, I'm thrilled to be with this cast here. We have tremendous talent here in town.
That is one thing that's wonderful, is being able to work with Mark, is, especially as a novice actress, this is my first role, so I'm super excited, and I feel so lucky to be here.
Alrighty, well, my name is Robin Page, and I am playing the iconic Gloria Swanson. So happy to be doing it. It's a lifetime goal, because I absolutely love her. She was famous for Sunset Boulevard, playing the wonderful Norma Desmond, and many, many other shows. Started out in the silent pictures and worked her way up over the years. Was nominated 3 times for an Academy Award, and unfortunately never won one, but she was a contender for sure. We are directed by Joseph Dean. He is doing a wonderful job. And again, we are so fortunate to have Mark Keller here with us. He was able to come in a few weeks ago and watch us rehearse a bit and give us a little input and insight into his writing. And now he is back for the opening weekend. And the great thing is, if you happen to come Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, Mark will be here for a meet and greet after the show to ask questions and anything that you'd like to ask of the cast as well. I will give it over to Mark Swally.
We have 2 Marks here, not to be confused. Our Mark Swally, Swap Shop, and the writer, producer of the show.
Yeah, and of course I am Mark from WABF. But in the play, I'm known as Nelson, and Nelson's just a happy guy, and he had so much fun on the radio, and he has so much fun doing all this stuff. And
you get to
and
be the play's on the radio.
Really about, it's really about Nelson. This is really about Nelson, this whole play. But all these other people, they're just my supporting cast, and it's just a little fun little show. Even though my part's very small, it's really, you know, it's
does anybody know this
quantity.
Guy? Have we ever seen
he's
him
really
before?
He's really just here to pump up his own script. That's yeah, what he's
doing. Yeah. He's selling his own script that he wants to produce.
You're having too much fun doing it, Gary.
Oh, yes. It is kind of fun. There really is a Nelson, though, as
there
I understand.
There really is a Nelson, yes. Well, just a little backstory on that. The story was actually developed when I took a trip down to Palm Springs from Los Angeles, and we checked into this little B&B, and our innkeeper was a man named Nelson. And he showed us around a little bit, and I had no idea that it was actually Gloria Swanson's old compound. They turned into a B&B, and, you know, we checked into the, you know, cottage number 3, and he explained to us that the reason why there were pictures of Gloria Swanson all around is because it used to be her place. And literally, the hair on my back rose up going, this is going to be a great story. I had no idea what it was going to be, but I knew it was going to be good because the hair doesn't stand on your back very often. And when it does, you got to take advantage of that. So I did, and yes, there is a Nelson, and I hope one day that you'll fly out and you'll meet Nelson.
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Is he aware? Is he aware of this?
Oh, he's absolutely aware.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to get it mounted in Palm Springs and in that area, which it'll play very well there, I think.
Awesome. Other than the historical aspect of the actors' characters, are there other historical Hollywood stuff included in the script, or what goes from there?
Well, there's a lot of references to quotes from old movies, and that's one of the things that our lead character, Doug Pearson, talks about, and he always has these quotes from old movies, and if you're an old movie fan, you'll really appreciate some
okay.
of the context in which those are given.
That sounds really interesting, and the fact that your play was inspired by actually staying at Gloria Swanson's...
Her old haunt.
Her place.
Exactly.
Thus, Gloria's old haunt.
Yes, and what Mark has written is Doug Pearson, who is played by Camp Walker, he comes with his girlfriend to Palm Springs to do a little writing on a screenplay that he's been working on, and Gloria Swanson appears, only he can see her, and she appears to give him some advice and brings her friends along, Billy Wilder and Carol Lombard, to help Doug with his writing and a little bit with his love life.
That TV show, was it Ghosts, where the folks only
well,
only one lady can see the
ghost? Before Ghosts was
oh,
written.
Did you have a hand in Ghost? Are you thinking,
no,
I should have.
Well, maybe I should have, yes. Yeah, it's really fun to bring characters from Hollywood alive again on stage. Certainly, I had Robin in mind when I did write Gloria Swanson because... You know, I've known Robin for many, many years, and the talent pool here in Fairhope is pretty awesome, and we were able to, you know, fill Billy Wilder's spot because he's just the greatest writer ever, so why not have the greatest writer ever work with a young writer, current, and because... You know, Doug Pearson, our lead character, was struggling with a love life. You know, we needed someone to bring a little spark into him, and that's why I brought in, excuse me, Carol Lombard.
Yes, and Carol really likes Doug.
Yes, she does.
Do we want to do a little character playing in here?
She's really happy to be back, you know, in Gloria's old haunt, back into the world of the living.
Fun. That sounds like fun. So we'll understand that everybody can't see her. That
yes,
it'll all make sense. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the costumes. I have to give a shout out to Michelle Patton. She has done a marvelous job recreating these glorious costumes for the ghosts and for the rest of the cast members. They're a lot of fun. And it's a must-see.
Mark's over there quiet. I was trying to get him on a microphone.
That's the first time we've seen him quiet.
I know.
We're not quite sure how to respond.
He's constantly fabulous.
No, I was just going to say, you know, we've got all these cast members, and some of us are living, and some of them are ghosts, in fact. But someday we'll all be ghosts, and that's why you need to contact the good folks at Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory. Then make sure that your plans are taken care of. They're located on Pollard Road in Daphne. They are wonderful people. Pre-planning your funeral can save you a lot of money. So give them a call at 621-5890. That's 621-5890. Hughes Funeral Home in Daphne.
He's also famous for that. Great transitions and
segues.
How
do I follow that?
That was brilliant.
What a segue. I
need
love
to write
it.
That number down. I'm 75. I'm feeling the pressure.
Fun. So, Don, I know that you've been acting how long now? We've been in a couple of productions together, and I've only done a handful of things.
Well, I've started at 40 was my first show.
Oh, really?
And as I said, I'm 75, so I've been doing it about 35 years, but I've done over 400 plays. I've worked with Ed Harris, Melanie Griffith, Danny DeVito, Penny Marshall, Richard Benjamin. So I've been very fortunate to have worked with some really spectacular people. And I will tell you right off the bat that community theater people are just as good. And in this case, in our show, the talent that we have in this production, I've been amazed with how wonderful these people are to work with and how creative they are. Even Mark. So it's been a lot of fun. And again, you know, we had a great script. Joe Dean, our director, has done a marvelous job. And, you know, with that in mind, I think that it was just destined to be a good show. And we're having such a great time doing it.
Is the audience going to laugh?
Oh, we certainly hope so.
Yes. Sure.
I mean, but yeah, it's a comedy, right? Mostly
it's
a comedy? Okay.
You'll laugh. You'll cry. You wish you had more tickets.
Oh, yeah. And what an intimate experience. I love Theater 98. If you happen to sit on the front row and cross your legs, you might have to move. Scoot your legs for the cast to get around the stage. It's just such an intimate performance.
Working in thrust is very different than working in a proscenium stage as an actor. And it's so much fun because you're surrounded. And everything, you're just, you know, a few feet away from the front row in most cases, and and so your performance has to be real, it has to be genuine. It's not your typical theater performance, and to do a show like this in that form is a special privilege, and we're very excited about that.
For those of you that have not been in Theater 98, it is what, three quarters in the round. What was the word you
thrust.
Called it?
A thrust stage.
98 seats, very intimate. There's not a bad seat in the house. Have you seen a community theater like that before, Mark?
I have seen thrust stages, but it was written actually not for a thrust stage, so it had to be rewritten a little bit just because of the choreography.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a wonderful theater, very intimate, and you almost become part of the play because it's so intimate.
Right.
You know, one of the things I've said for years is that if you have a person in your life, maybe your parents or maybe a relative, you know, at a certain point in time, you've got everything you need. You don't need another knickknack. You don't need another sweater. You don't want. And season tickets for Theater 98 make a great Christmas or birthday present. So, and speaking of great anniversary presents or birthday presents, give us a call and put your name on our list, because on Friday we're going to have a drawing and give away a gift card to the Quail Creek Golf Course and Snack Bar, where you can have lunch there out there on their beautiful veranda or inside. Or for the golfer in your life, we're also giving away a round of golf, which includes the bucket of balls and the use of the golf cart. So get those birthdays and anniversaries in.
Absolutely. 928-9228 for the Gulf Coast Swap Shop. Don't feel like you're interrupting us while we visit with the cast of Theater 98 and Gloria's Old Haunt, opening this week, Friday, April 12th, and running Friday, Saturday, Sunday through April 28th.
I was just going to say that we have many season ticket holders, and we'd love for you to be a partial season ticket holder at this point in the year. But also, our show is quite a bit sold out, and if you put your name on a waiting list, either online or give us a call, we will 99 and 9/10 for sure get you in, because a lot of times season ticket holders can't make it to that particular performance and they didn't change their date or anything. So seasons tickets do become available, so please don't let the fact that we're sold out dissuade you.
So what we should do is just call the 928-4366, 928-4366. Just leave our name and a message that we'd like to be on standby for a certain date and show.
Yes, or go to theater98.org, and it's theater with an R-E at the end, and it actually has put your name on a waiting list for that show.
Okay.
Yes.
Theater98.org. All right.
One of the things that's special about this week is the fact that Mark is here with us. Very, very, very seldom do you ever get a chance to work on an original performance of a show, let alone have the author there with you and to explain to you why certain things are a certain way. And we're very fortunate that, Mark is with us to do that this week, and that some people get a chance to meet him and talk with him. You know, he's a terrific writer, but then again, nobody's perfect.
Those audiences will be very lucky to get a chance to raise their hands and get their questions answered. I was going to say, if you are handicapped or in a wheelchair, we do have handicapped accessible roll-up and walk-up places, so do not be afraid of getting tickets, because you will have help coming in to get seated.
Just include that information when you call or you go online.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Mark, tell us, and Mark Heller, not our Mark Swally, you're in L.A.?
I am.
And so what are some other productions or plays you've written or been involved in that we might recognize?
Well, you know, I have a handful of plays that I've written, and that's kind of probably where I'm halfway through my life's book. I spent the first half of my career working in motion pictures for Paramount Pictures. I worked on 26 films there. I worked in television at Warner Brothers for over 5 years. So I've kind of made my circuit. And at this point in my career, I decided that, you know, I just want to be able to write books, and I write a lot of children's stories as well. And this was a story that kind of came up during COVID, so I really wasn't able to get it produced because nothing was being produced then.
Right.
But it gave me the opportunity to refine it and workshop it a little bit and do table reads, you know, where actors sit around and read, and I kind of work out some of the dialogue. And so it's a really good process to be able to go through to get it to the point where it's on stage. And I don't think we've really changed too many words, in the script. That's why they have me out here, just in case they want to change something, I have to do it.
Okay.
Well, now you see, they haven't changed many words, but I have, because I get my lines in, but I don't always get them in the right order or the right place.
Well, it's okay if you get them out of sequence, just get the right words in there.
Mark, I'd like you to address the Handshake Foundation, if you would, and what you have done for students here in Baldwin County.
Thanks. About 10 years ago, my wife and I started a nonprofit organization called the Handshake Foundation. It was originally founded with a mission of helping to inspire the aspirations of kids. And it was primarily in business and specifically in the arts. So over the years, we've helped a lot of kids because of the industry in Los Angeles, get onto film sets, work film sets, meet directors of photography and writers and producers and directors. And a lot of them have gone on to great success. We also offer grants to them for their continuing education. One of the
examples is one girl we gave a grant to. She was very talented. She decided to go to NYU. She went to NYU, and 4 years later, she ended up on Broadway.
Wow.
So, you know, not just because of us, but you know, we helped her along the way a little bit. And here in Fairhope, we made an offer out to a local high school, is Daphne?
Daphne High School,
Daphne,
yes.
High School, where we bring four of their students in to shadow some of the stage managers, technical directors, wardrobe people for the rehearsal and production of the show. So they're going to get some hands-on experience that they would never get
right, that's
anywhere
great.
Else. And so, and then we you know, give them a small little grant at the end for their continuing education. So we're pretty proud about what we're able to do for the kids and the communities that we work in.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very commendable. It's just so generous and wonderful, and the kids are having such a fabulous time, and our mentors are so professional. So it's been just a win-win all the way around, and we thank Mark for bringing that in for us.
Absolutely.
You are welcome.
Now, Jenny is Garcia is local here in Fairhope.
Yes,
and
I am.
This is your second Theater 98 performance, is that
it
right?
It is, third in total. So this is my first principal role.
Okay.
And I've been really lucky to be around all of these amazing cast members, and definitely Mark. So, and he's even read a little script of my book that I'm working on. So he doesn't just stop at his own work. He helps everybody else, too.
Wonderful. You never know where it might lead.
I know. It's really exciting.
Once again, Gloria's Old Haunt at Theater 98, opening this Friday night. Now, I understand, I saw posted on Facebook, the Nick Center says Thursday night is a invited senior dress rehearsal.
Senior and also students.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the play itself, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The night times are 7:30 and then a 2:30 Sunday matinee.
Correct.
How do y'all do it? That's literally, what, 1, 2, 3 weekends in a row, 3 shows, if not 4.
The third weekend, I apologize, we do a Thursday night show as well.
Okay.
So that is the 25th, I believe?
Yes, I see it here on the website.
So that is added also, and there are a few tickets left for that day.
What's it like? I mean, I know that opening night feeling. I've been in a few that are generally a one-night production. But after that, how does it feel going on the second weekend?
It's torture. It's terrible.
Is it like, God, here we go again?
Oh, no, wait a minute. That's not right.
It kind of feels better and better. The further you go along, it's like the more practice you get. So I feel like by the very last performance, you're not only happy to be there, but you're emotional because it's the very last.
Yes.
And it's the very, and one thing I would say about theater, even though I've only done 3 shows, is that the theater people are the most amazing people I've ever met, I've ever been able to spend time with. I feel like when I walked into the theater and really got to know people, I'm like, I found them. I found my group.
Right.
And so when the show is over, you get very emotional, and you know, the cast becomes very, very close, and the show itself is just perfect at that point.
Yeah, it is an emotional connection.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, I can't believe it's over. What are we going to do now?
We definitely become family.
Yes.
And lifelong friends in a lot of cases. I had a theater that I ran in Ohio when I lived there, and one of my kids was Mike Feist, who was in Newsies, the original cast. He was in the original cast of Dear Evan Hansen. He did the remake of West Side Story with Spielberg, and now has a movie called Challengers and another one called Bike Riders coming out. With Challengers is with Zendaya. And this was a kid that we started working with when he was 12.
Wow.
And working with the young people and giving them an opportunity like Mark is doing with this foundation is what it's all about. And I would say, if you're in the area and you find that this could be interesting, come out and audition. That's how we all started, is just show up and audition. Theater 98 is an absolutely wonderful thing to have in this community, and And I hope that the community, I know that they do, supports it. And, you know, there's auditions coming up soon for Bonnie and Clyde. And it's the kind of thing that you change your life when you perform and you work with people and get a chance to create. And that's kind of what the joy of theater is for me.
And not just the young people, older people too. Because not only did Don start when he was 40, I started when I was 39. And I didn't know that I could do it. I didn't even know that, like, I thought I was in the chorus. So I thought I was going to be behind the, curtain.
Right,
that's
right.
Not true. I was singing and dancing on stage and acting, and I just fell in love with it. So even if you're over 30, please, like, if you're interested in it, come and audition. You never know.
Many cases, the casting is for older folks, just like the three old broads.
Yes.
Last
four,
season.
Four old broads.
Yeah. And then you've got Bonnie and Clyde, the musical, coming up with auditions.
Yes.
Coming up. Tell us about that.
Yes. Megan Daves is directing it. And the audition dates are April 22nd and 23rd. Come, we have information on the website as to what you need to do to prepare. I know it's come with a song. We do have an accompanist, or you can use your tracks if you'd like. And Monday and Tuesday will be vocal auditions, and then Wednesday will be some cold readings from the play. We are looking for all ages, and it is sure to be a fabulous show. Bonnie and Clyde hasn't been really produced anywhere in a very long time, but especially in Alabama or in southern Alabama. So we're really excited to be the first to bring it here. And
I was going to ask you about that. When it comes to selecting a play, in your case, I guess you and Mark apparently go back years ago.
We do. We have a reading committee, and it is fronted by our second vice president, who is the head of the reading committee, Jennifer Walker, this year. And for a year, we sit and read plays constantly and listen to musicals. And last year we didn't do a musical. We did Shakespeare, Midsummer Night's Dream. And this year we're doing the musical. We'll see about next year. But I, just because I knew Mark, it didn't just happen like that. So I had to bring it to the reading committee. We all read it. We actually did a Zoom and a read-through with Mark. He made some adjustments for our stage being a thrust stage. And it just all happened. But it's taken 2 years. I didn't just bring it to them last year.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of pre-planning.
Yes.
And Theater 98 is a non-profit, correct?
Yes, it is.
And all the actors are volunteers.
Correct.
But then I guess you still have to buy the rights to a play.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Musicals are very expensive.
What else do we need to know? Mark, grab a microphone or let us know what else we need to know about Theater 98 and Gloria's Old Haunt opening this weekend.
Well, I was going to say that tonight and tomorrow night are actually special nights for this, because you're actually bringing in a film crew for this.
We are. We are bringing in a film crew. We have 2 days, today and tomorrow, and then on Thursday, and we're going to put together the whole play for DVD or, you know, whatever format you want to watch it on, but we're going to have it available. And, you know, we probably even sell it through the theater, too.
Okay.
And, you know, help the theater out, you know, for their next production.
But one of the things you're going to do is do a sizzle reel for stuff.
Yeah,
and explain what that's for.
A sizzle reel is just kind of a long-form advertisement, probably about 2-3 minutes long. You know, talks about the play, you know, some of the highlights and shows those and gets people excited about coming out to see it. And they're very effective in getting people excited about seeing, you know, plays. And we're not just going to pull the best parts out of the play, because it's all good, I must say. Everyone's doing a great job, and there's a laugh every corner.
So before we wrap up, can I put y'all on the spot and do a little scene or a few lines or something after we take this phone call? Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I would like to find someone that can change my Venetian blinds out. Actually, I got about 7 of them in bay manette. And also, I'd like to buy one of the old IBM Selector electric typewriters. I might have got one in working condition.
Yes, sir.
My phone number is, just a minute.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate
thank
you. The call. Uh-huh. He is looking for someone to change out Venetian blinds on 7 windows at his home in Bay Minette, and he would like to buy an IBM Selector typewriter, and his number is 4940082. We always say you never know what you're going to hear.
You
on
just
the
don't.
Yeah. Swap shop.
Listen, IBM Selectrics, that's the kind with the old ball on it that,
exactly.
that used to bounce
yeah.
up
is
and down.
Is it Selectris?
Selectrics.
Tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, that's what I learned to type on back in the 11th grade. Yeah. Way back in the day.
Don't give a year.
Yeah.
Don't give a year.
Uh-huh.
I typed on him in the Navy, so I was the fastest typist on the ship. At 35 words a minute.
I typed on a manual typewriter, 83 words a minute.
Oh, wow.
I can't do that anymore.
I cannot remember how many words a minute, but I just remember we had those old typewriters and the teachers would put masking tape over the letters so you couldn't see what the letter was. You know, you had to memorize the keyboard.
Interesting.
I don't think I did very well on that.
I'm lucky to speak 35 words a minute now.
Yeah, but such memorization goes into what y'all are doing. I mean, Mark has come in to work so many mornings just bleary-eyed because you have rehearsal, what, 4 or 5 nights a week for this.
We're so working them hard. We're working them hard.
It's been very intense, hasn't it?
Yes. It's for some, it's easier. For some, it's not. And I know as you get older, it's a little more difficult. But We're all getting there.
It's very difficult for all of us old folks to get there. And I drive about 60-some miles back and forth for every rehearsal.
Oh, no.
So it's you have to love it.
Was that your voice, your character just now?
No. Oh, no.
No, no.
Well, can we hear a little bit of it or no?
Yeah,
I don't
want to
put you on the spot, but...
Right. Now, these three are in scenes together. I'm not in a scene with any of them.
I see.
Because I'm alive and they're all dead. They're ghosts.
Oh, that's right. And you can't see them. Well, only who can see them?
Only Doug can see them.
Only Doug.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Lucky Doug.
Maybe.
He gets to see Carol Lombard. Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Of course, we have to have some mystery in there.
Yes, there's a little mystery. We could do the very end. Would that be okay, Mark, with you? End of Act 1?
Whichever you like.
Yes. This is when the ghosts all come in. Please. Gloria brings in her friends to help Doug Pearson. He is asleep on the couch. He had a little too much to drink the night before. And he gets woken up. And this is how we do it.
To a big surprise.
Yes. So, let's start with that.
And action! I always wanted to say that.
You pulled me out of my poker game for this?
He's the one, Billy.
He's kind of cute. Nice.
And he can write?
Oh, yes. But he needs your touch, darling. The wilder touch.
I don't know. I always say if something smells bad, why put your nose in it?
Oh, come now, darling. You're the best. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And for you, Miss Lombard, when it comes to fun, who better?
Oh, Gloria.
Your wild animal magnetism.
Oh, stop.
Your lusty, vibrating essence.
That's true.
Only you can show how a little spirit goes a long way in the world of the living.
I'm game. My favorite role.
Well, he drinks like a tortured writer. All right. I'm in, but let's make it quick.
Looks like he's awake.
All right, yeah. I don't have an we don't have an applause track over here. We need an applause track.
That track
goes
wild.
All right, so once
I have to call my agent and make sure I get paid for this.
Get top billing for this.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about that, Mark?
The check will be in the mail. So
okay.
Did we do okay, Mark?
That was excellent. I can't wait to see it.
You're still hired. What happens, in fact, this just happened to us. I did a Mobile Mystery Dinner Theater production Saturday night, and it was a one show only. They've got another one coming up in June. But we had a main character come down with illness mm-hmm. 2 days before the show mm-hmm. and wound up having to find someone else to fill her shoes with literally 48 hours notice. Do you have understudies? Well, what do you do if that happens?
No.
Or just nobody can get sick?
If I've had situations when I've directed that for whatever reason somebody left, and I did Glengarry Glen Ross on a day's notice as the detective.
Whoa.
And fortunately in that case he was asking questions,
yeah.
had a notebook. And so I just put stuff down, and I would look at it mm-hmm. and ask questions and went on. But we've done things as much as handing a script to somebody and say, here, you're on,
right.
fill in, do the best you can, and
that's
explain
what we
to
did.
The audience.
Yeah.
Live audiences are wonderful because they will adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, they forget that he even has the script. And, you know, it usually works. We like that never to happen. But, you know, I had one performance years ago that they took me to the hospital in between the second and third act of Streetcar.
Yikes.
And one of the people that was on the board filled in, grabbed a script and read it and got a standing ovation at the end. So,
wow.
But it doesn't happen very often, fortunately, and it will not happen in this show.
No. Recently, I directed Into the Breaches, and one of our actors was passing a kidney stone, and he came and did it.
Goodness.
And yeah,
passed the kidney stone, or he came and did his part?
Came and did his part.
Sounds like both.
Yes. Later that night, he finally passed it, but he was in pain, but the show must go on.
Wow. Very good. And the show will go on. As we mentioned, at Theater 98 opening this Friday night to the public and for the next 3 weekends.
Yeah, we were going to say, too, that we do worry about that. It is one of the fears and one of the tensions that can go on. If you've got a lot of fear and a lot of tension that's going through you, go buy Fairhope Hemp CBD and try out some of their CBD products that can help you relax. They've got things that can help you with calmness and focus, or perhaps do something a little more recreational with the THC and the Delta 9.
That's right. Mm-hmm. No medical card is needed. It is perfectly legal. And as you mentioned, from medicinal purposes to recreational purposes, locally grown, locally operated Fairhope Hemp at 505 Fairhope Avenue with Fairhope Coffee at MacArthur's Garage.
I think I'm going to stop on the way. What was that address again?
505 Fairhope Avenue. You want the CBG. The CBG. In fact, I ate a CBG gummy.
Mm-hmm.
Walking out the door to go to the dinner theater. All it does, there's no psychotropic, no buzz, no none of that. It's just a calming focus.
So it's CBG and not
CBG.
CBD?
Yeah, there's different.
There's difference. There's CBD, CBG, CBC.
Oh. CBN. Yeah.
Yes, and some works with amandanine. It's a chemical in your brain that makes you relax.
Oh,
and
I need that.
Yeah. It's
like CBN, for instance, you might take at night to sleep better.
CBN.
Uh-huh.
I've need to get my Googling fingers.
Yes. Yeah. Well, just go talk to John and the staff at Fairhope Hemp. They know what they're doing.
Awesome.
Right there next to the library. I have this phobia about driving on the interstate, mm-hmm. and I take a CBG gummy when I'm backing out of the driveway. So by the time I get to the interstate, I'm a lot calmer. So, yeah, I did the same thing for the play.
Fantastic, yeah.
Very good. All right, well, we vary, so let's get back to Theater 98.
Meanwhile, back at the studio.
Theater98.org, or give them a call and try to get on standby, or you can get on standby, because you're pretty much sold out, right?
Yeah, the standby procedure, and you can help me with this. You show up at about 7 o'clock, and they'll see if they have
tickets. No, you sign up first.
Okay, well,
go ahead and have yes, it. Sign up first. That would be best, to have your name on the list. And then we open, and when the show begins at 7:30, I would suggest you get there between 6:30 and a quarter to 7, so that you're first to get on that waiting list for that particular day and have your name on there. But when you show up early, you'll get, you know, the first seats that become available. And like I said, 99 and 9/10 sure you'll get a seat, and a good one, because usually they're season ticket holders' seats.
There's not a bad seat in the house.
That's
anyway.
True.
And
that's
tickets
true.
Are only $20 for adults, $15 for students. And the number to call is 928-4366, 928-4366. Well, thank you all very much. We have Mark Heller and Jenny Garcia and Don Roberts and Robin Page and our own Mark Swally.
He's fabulous.
As Nelson. Y'all break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back.
Okay.
Swap Shop is brought to you by Fairhope Hemp. Here's owner John MacArthur.
We have a lot of customers coming into the store that are 50.